George, Vassell, Stewart, Sexton, and Collins are all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Friday, March 15th. We're talking DraftKings and we're doing it after this. But first, hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. And then the biggest thing you could do is sign up at Stochastic. Whatever you need on the DFS side, we've got you covered. Projections, ownership, sims, contest generator, lineup generator, premium Discord, and more. Weekly packages, monthly packages. There's a price point for you. You could find it clicking the link below. First up at number five, I have Brandon Miller. Shooting guard, small forward eligible, 7,100, projected for 35. The goal's 42, winning lineup 21% of the time. Decent enough spot for the Hornets against Phoenix. They're an average defense. They're an average pace team. Miller's playing around 35 minutes a night, around a fantasy point per minute as well. 25% usage, 20 points, close to five boards, three assists, and a stock and a half. It's a good stat line. It's balanced. And you're getting the best position possible. And that's a key piece for what this slate looks like today. At number four, if he plays, it's Jalen Johnson. Power forward center eligible, 7,600, projected for 39. The goal is 44. He's in the winning lineup 22% of the time. I went 35 minutes, close to a fantasy 1.1 fantasy point per minute guy. Amazing matchup, pace up spot, bad defense against Utah. We just don't know if he's back officially. 17 and a half points, nine boards, three assists, and two stocks, but he is questionable. If Jalen Johnson is in today, I think you want to get there. In at number three, we have Simone Fontecchio. A small forward, power forward eligible, 5,300, projected for 26. The goal is 34. He's in the winning lineup 22% of the time. Thompson is out for this one. We have no Quentin Grimes here either. Fontecchio is going to play 32, 33, 34 minutes. He's a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy. Now, it is a difficult spot against Miami, but 13 points, four boards, two assists, and a stock and a half, given his price, is enough to put him all the way to the number three spot. At number two, we have Duncan Robinson, shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 5,100, projected for 25. The goal is 33, winning lineup 23% of the time. I went 32 minutes for Duncan Robinson. It's a 20% usage guy, a 0.8 fantasy point per minute guy, but he gets the benefit of facing a crappy Pistons team, and they play pretty fast. 14 and a half points, three boards, three assists, and a stock for Robinson, but you're getting him at shooting guard and small forward, and that carries a ton of weight to start the day. But the best play for today, unfortunately, is Talen Horton-Tucker. Shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 3,900, projected for 23. The goal is 28. He's in the winning lineup 29% of the time. 23 minutes is what I gave him, but no Jordan Clarkson, no Chris Dunn, no Lauri Markkanen. Horton-Tucker is going to play a little bit here. 10 points, 3 boards, 3 assists, and a stock. He's a fantasy point per minute guy in a pace-up spot against a bad Hawks defense. Unfortunately for us, this is the best value play on the slate, and it's not really that close. And he's got the best positionality. So to start the day, all eyes are on Talen Horton-Tucker. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Friday, March 15th. FanDuel version is around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning. No, we're not. We're back again Monday morning for another edition of the Contenders.